This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You know, I heard Jerry in the warm-up show, the beginning of the warm-up show, talking this morning about how, you know, critical of a game this is for the Knicks, and it's a big game. And, you know, I can't argue with him, but and Towns is coming back after this personal situation. So that is a big deal, and I'm glad that he's coming back. But it's hard for me to put any sort of value on these regular season games at this point if I believe that they're going to be a different team in the playoffs and we're going to see a different game in the playoffs. And I don't know what to judge anymore, especially since they've been 0-7 against the three top teams in the league.
Right.
So if that remains and they can't beat those teams, am I supposed to be excited if they beat the Lakers? Because, you know, they beat Memphis, who's a good team. You know, they beat Indiana, who they had issues with. Like, they've had decent wins over good teams, but they get waylaid by the great teams. So, like, let's say the Knicks come out, play a great game tonight. Does that matter? I don't know anymore.
Well, I think it's the measuring stick, right? You always want to measure up against the solid teams, especially in the league. I think right now, when you talk about the Lakers, there's a potential that they could win the West, right? And then
yeah,
they've won, I think, with seven straight since they've been able to, go on this run with Luka. Overall, which I want Towns to be the finisher we need him to be in the fourth. The Knicks were only able to score 21 points in the fourth quarter against the Warriors, so they need that. They need that lift. And what type of condition he's in? You know, he's dealing with a knee. He's had some thumb injuries. I want to see them play big time basketball against the Lakers and win. That's what I want to see.
Yeah, and I want to see that too. But is there? Can we take something out of that that's tangible? Really is my question. Whereas,
so tonight starts their 5-game road trip.
Yeah, they're on the road.
Yeah. So yeah, you want them to start off hot against the Lakers.
And if they do that, you'll feel better about their chances in the playoffs if they win a game like this,
because it's about momentum. You want to start building your confidence, knowing you're going into the playoffs and you're going to have some dogfights ahead of you.
Okay. That's fair. I mean, and it has to be more than just tonight. You know, if you want to talk about momentum through the month, for sure. You know, but I guess, and I made this comparison yesterday, and some people agreed, some people vehemently disagreed. It feels to me like the Yankees when they had the Astros and they knew they couldn't beat them. Like, that's the regular season that I feel like the Knicks are having now, where it's like, damn, they're really good. You know they're going to make it to the playoffs, but I just don't believe they can get past that team. And unfortunately, there's two of those teams in the Eastern Conference right now.
Celtics and the Cavs, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't feel like they could beat either one of them.
Well, right now, just the way they're playing and how they're losing, it feels like we need one more big piece or another big piece to kind of alter this thing. And it screams the Greek Freak. It screams like we need to get Giannis in the building for us to have a chance against those elite teams.
Yeah, but then you're going to have to...
You have to dunk Towns. You may have to give up Precious.
I mean,
OG may have to go.
They're not going to do that, man. They're not going to give up on Karl-Anthony Towns after 1 year, you know?
Talk about injuries. I mean, he's been out, what, three games so far?
And then that whole situation with his knee where, you know, he goes limping off and then comes back and then Tibbs is getting criticized. But really what happened was, you know, he wanted to come back. He said he was fine. The team sent him back in the locker room. Towns didn't go back in the locker room. So there's all that chatter around the team, too, and injuries and how healthy they're going to be going into the playoffs and all of those things. Yeah, I mean, it's...
Well, that's the thing, too. On top of that, you know, Tibbs doesn't reach deep into the bench. You already have guys dealing with ailing injuries, especially Big Cat, who we need to make a run into the playoffs. So at this point, it's like, where are we going? We all see how this thing is going to end, very much like how it ended last year.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
Well, what I don't want to happen is how it ended last year with everybody breaking down. I mean, that's not what I want to see.
Once Brunson broke his hand, it was...
Yeah, I mean, everybody
ship collapsed.
I mean, OG tried to come back, and it was like... I mean, it was horrible. He's dragging his leg around. It was pathetic. And I appreciate him trying to come back, but he couldn't play. You know, like, he could not play.
Yeah, the goal is to get to the Eastern Conference Championship and win.
Yeah.
And the way we're moving right now, it doesn't seem like we're going to get past the division round.
Yeah, you're not going to get out of the second round because most likely it's going to be the Celtics, and most likely they're going to wipe the floor clean with you. And, you know, it's funny because all last year, one of the talking points that we had was they match up well against the Celtics. They match up well against the Celtics. This team does not. This team.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is the opposite of that. And also the Celtics, I think, and a bunch of them said after the last blowout win, Buntram said that they find a different gear when they're playing the Knicks. And I think a lot of that had to do with the offseason chatter, the fact that they won the championship, and then the Knicks got Bridges and Towns and was like, oh, what? Watch out, here comes the Knicks. Yep. And once New York is good, more people are talking about it and all of that stuff. And I feel like they took it personally. But, you know, and Mikal Bridges is a major problem. He is a major, major problem. Because he is the reason why this team, there's a couple of reasons why this team isn't where we want it to be. And they've won a bunch of games, and they're great offensively when they're on. But is, you know, you got Jalen Brunson and Karl Anthony Towns that are below average defenders. You've got a guy in Mikal Bridges that was supposed to be a huge piece and a great player for you.
Yes.
Be all over the map, more bad than good, and getting benched. So those are the biggest issues for them. And, you know, we'll see, you know, how much as he continues to reintegrate into the lineup and get more minutes, how much Mitchell Robinson sort of helps them solve their defensive woes. But, you know, he's a guy too that you can't count on remaining healthy and strong.
No,
for
I mean,
remainder.
He's on a pitch count right now.
Yeah,
and they're stretching, especially with the fact that Cat is out. I think right now, to your point, the Knicks feel like they're running out of time.
Yeah.
And they have to do something. And I don't know what that something is. But
you can't do anything this year.
Can't, obviously.
Right. Yeah.
But
right.
It seems like right now we're watching a movie. We know how it's going to end. And yeah. And that's what's the most frustrating part, because we're going into a playoff year that we were expected, to your point, how this team was perceived going into this season, that was going to make another deep run.
Yeah. I mean, we know what's sad about it, too, is like, you know, there's so many other sports where you get into the playoffs and you don't know how it's going to go. Where we've seen it here. We saw it with the Giants in 2007. We saw it with the Giants in 2011. You know, we saw it with the Jets when, you know, making back-to-back AFC Championship games with Rex Ryan's first couple of years and Mark Sanchez. We've seen it with in baseball last year with the Mets getting in on the last game of the season and then, you know, going through the Brewers, going through the Phillies, playing the Dodgers in six games. You don't know. But with the NBA, like you know. Now, we haven't even seen this team in the playoffs.
Correct.
And they've made major changes from last year. We haven't even seen them play in that type of atmosphere, and it already feels like...
Well, to your point, we feel like the Knicks don't have another gear right now.
Yeah.
This is who they are and what they're going to be. Like, for instance, like there's a lot of conversation. I was watching the headlines and listening to stuff yesterday talking about Golden State. Can they get out of the West? And I'm just like, well... With Jimmy Butler now, they're 9-1, and it feels like they have another gear. So it's not out of the realm that they could compete for the Western Conference Finals. But with the Knicks, you're like, this is it. It doesn't get no better than where we're at right now. Solely to your point with Mikal Bridges, that he's underperformed. And, the thing about him was his durability and his availability, but that's not enough for this team. We need scoring outside of Brunson and Cat.
Yeah, he's a confusing player to me. Frustrating and confusing. And they had held on to those first round picks. They were waiting to strike on a certain player. Obviously, the Villanova connection was working for them. You know, they end up getting Mikal Bridges from the Nets. It was just like, it felt perfect. And it's been...
And people don't realize how big DiVincenzo was for us.
Oh, yeah. No,
he was everything.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say everything.
I love DiVincenzo.
Yeah, I loved him too.
Defense, he could score. Push the pace. He never felt like you could rush a shot. I like him.
He's been out for an extended period of time this year. You know, so I don't even know if he's made it back yet, but I know around the trade deadline he was hurt.
Yeah.
So there's, but yeah, I know there was an attitude. There was 3-point shooting. There was all those things that you mentioned. But, you know, I still thought with the personalities of Josh Hart, personalities of Jalen Brunson, the Tibbs mentality that losing DiVincenzo.
It's all there. It's just not enough. That's the point.